Madame Rabbeinu, lessons from the lathe live, as close as I'll ever get to the Beis Medrash, here at Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, known to many as Yeshiva University, a great pleasure. I want to give a huge yashar koyach to Rabbi, Gavin Smicha, Rabbi Block, who pushed me on this and pushed me, and despite putting out a offensive advertisement of a picture that I don't want anybody to see. So besides for that, he did a great job in getting the Olam here, especially this time of the year. I know there's a lot going on. It's Erev Yontif for many, I was told. And also, as you know, I was talking to a lot of my workers today, and they're like, when are you going tomorrow? Oh my God, are you going to be back for Thanksgiving? I don't know Thanksgiving in Israel. I'm like, I probably don't even know what that is. Although this is the one of the few years that we don't say Tachanun on Thanksgiving and call into all the Shitas, Sorsh Chodesh. But it's Yishkoyach to you. You pushed me to do it. And I actually had to prepare something. So Yishkoyach, really very, very happy that I'm able to come back here. You know, it's not, you know, you think about it, it's so close to living in Dinek, but, you know, so thanks for pushing me to come. I want to dedicate this year, as it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, so in 2 weeks is the yahrzeit of my grandfather, Yaakov Yitzchak ben Nachman Dov, and the reason why Dafka, I want to do it 2 weeks before, Mr. Hashem, I'll give many shurim, but the reason is that because you're here today because of my grandfather. And I mean that in the most serious sense. My grandfather was one of the founders of Yeshiva University. He is one of the people who made the Yeshiva College into a university and was very involved in really making this place a success, besides himself being a dean and being the first firm president of Kingsborough Community College, first firm president of any secular university, was a pretty big thing. And as somebody who really lived where the spiritual and physical combined, what we'll be speaking about today. So I think it's quite appropriate in the place that he really helped found to be able to give words of Torah is to me very, very special. And we'll be speaking about Yaakov and Yitzchak. So, you know, great. So I have a number of questions. And the questions, of course, are not don't require answers because I'll try to help give the answers. But the questions are as follows. We learn right at the beginning of the parsha that Esav is bad to the bone. It's Parshat, the Pesukim, it's not a Medrash, it's not a Gemara, it's Pesukim, right? And we know it, right? And it's just so Parshat that it's hard to understand why Yitzchak doesn't recognize this. And unfortunately for us, we probably brought up, as I was, you know, in the kindergarten setting where you have this view of this Yitzchak Avinu, who's blind, so therefore, because he's blind, I don't know what, he's stupid, and he doesn't know really what's going on. And you got this Esav coming in and say, Shalom Aleichem, Abi Moiri, I love you, great, I have a Shiloh about Meiser on salt. You know, the Gemara Gezakt over there, but Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan says this way, and then you have Ruch Chaim, and then okay. And he's very impressed by that. How can it be? He's Edom, he's the worst. And it says, Admoni ki Said b'fiv. What about the Ishtam Yoshev Olam? Isn't that exactly what we want to be? And of course, how could it be that, okay, he gives him kavod, maybe even he likes him just like a, you know, maybe the special child in the family, you show more because he wants to try to get him back on the job, but you're going to give him the bracha? How can this be? And if in fact, Yaakov Avinu is, as the Pasuk says, Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim, what does that mean? Tam, Mistama, refers to the word Tam. It's regular, simple. It's a guy sitting and learning Torah in the base mattress downstairs, like the many guys that are in Baruch Hashem from Leva Torah now that are downstairs learning and don't want to be mechabed me because they're learning Torah. What do they need to hear silly jokes from Rabbi Hartzin for? I get it. So, he should get the bracha, but I got a stronger question. What's the midah of Yaakov Avinu? MS. Ein sheker kamo, I'm sorry to say this, ein sheker kamo what he does. It's not just the Zifarsha. Later on with Lavan, is going to be a tricker. Before this, right, in our Parsha, he tricks his own father. Stoma Isser Daraisis are flying all over the place here. What's going on? This is the Ish Tam? He's Tumim? Rashi here says, what does it mean that he was Tam? Enu Baki Bechol Ela Ela Kilibo Kachpiu. Might have heard this from me before in my Shurim on Chayshin Mishpat. Rambam, Toichel Kabaro. His inside and outside are the same. That's a true business person. How can he do this? I think the biggest question is the question on Rivka. We learned that the relationship between Yitzchak and Rivka was very unique. Last week's parsha, when does she meet him first? Suach basada, close to Minchi, davening close to the Rabbeinu Shalom. She doesn't even talk to him. She bows. She was in awe of him. So again, going back to kindergarten, that's the mindset that we have, right? And she didn't talk to him. Why don't she go to him and say, "Hubby, nu, Esav, nishmensh. It's not what you think he is. You can't see. You're blind, but I'm telling you what he is. Sayid b'fib, you should see what he does." That day that he came back hungry, he wasn't hungry just from hunger. You know what he did that day? We said, "Get all the Averis Chamuras, five of it. What's going on over here?" Yismach Moshe, a Moshe Teitelbaum. I'll start off with his Torahs. So he says, or Bitterman likes to quote him a lot. So he says like this: What's the Zach over here? Yaakov is named Yaakov partly because of Ekev. He held on. He wanted to get out first. What happened? So the first one comes out Admoini, Kulu Kaderiseya, V'achakach Yotza, Achud V'Ekev Esav. What's the Zach? He was trying to pull him back, right? He was on the football team. He's trying to tackle him. No, I want to go out first. Says the Yitzchak Moshe. This is fascinating. He knew exactly what was going on in that beten. He knew what was going on in that womb. It was not fun to live there. It wasn't fun. Why? Because as we know, every time they passed the days of Avodah Zarah, let's bring it to our days, right? Every time they went, you know, she passed to Las Vegas, Esav's going crazy. Every time, I don't want to say get you too offensive, you know, maybe a movie than a movie theater. Right? Maybe even, you know, I don't want to say a Dougie. I don't know. And then Yaakov passing Lakewood, right? Okay, maybe why you? No, why you? Eretz Yisrael, the mirror, the pun of it, whatever. What? There was only she was Shane Baver. Okay, he's going crazy. They're not getting along inside. He feels bad. It's his brother. Achi. So you know what he does? He does a physical act that's spiritual, says the Yitzchak Moshe. And he grabs on and he says, "I want to give you a little bit of me. I want to give you my spirituality. Maybe you'll..." So Esau, before he goes out, he goes, "Wait, guess what? You touch me, electricity's, now I just gave you some of mine." And that's the challenge that Yaakov is going to face his whole life. He's got a little Esav on him. But we got to learn a little bit more. What does this mean? What does this mean? There's a fascinating Svarno that goes through this, the Svarno and Rav Hirsch, and they say the following thing. This is really just fascinating. When it comes to the story of Rivka and her husband, Yitzchak, it's not what you think. They had a wonderful relationship and they spoke to each other. Rivka goes to her husband and she says, "What's going on? I know you're showing a little bit more." So he says, "I'll tell you, honey. He's got the potential." Now, maybe it's because of the story I just told you. He was touched by the great Yaakov. And we learn actually beautifully that there was another person called Edom, Admoni. His name was David HaMelech. The two polar opposites were both red. And we all know the story of Shmuel and David. What? That guy? No, no, no. His father said, "What? No? You want David? No, 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 no. Yeah. I want David." When David went out and he killed L'shem Shemayim. Do you know that Esav killed Nimrod? Nimrod was the Hitler of the day. He killed him. Shkoyach? No, Yishkarich. Because he didn't do it L'shem Mitzvah. He did it because of his desires. You don't get credit for that. Says Yitzchak, there's a potential here. He's very physical. And to take over the next generation, we need a physical person. Yitzchak had Gvura. And he saw it a certain way. He says, "Here's what's going to happen. Yisachar Zvulun," says the Sfarno. You know the story of Yisachar Zvulun. What a great idea. Yitzchak says that Esav is going to be Bitzeisecha, and quite literally, Yaakov is going to be Ba'ohalecha, in the Ohel, in the Terling Torah. They're going to support each other. He's going to go out to war, Yaakov's going to down for him. He's going to come back, Esav, he's going to give money, he's got to support. Rivka's like, that's not going to happen. You see, Esav, nobody ever says that Esav was not smart. He's smart. Oh, he's smart. So what did he do with this shtick of asking his father all the time about these shilas? Meiser on Saul? He says, Abba, I want to give staka. I'm a staka guy. I'm a businessman who gives staka. Got to give at least 10%. I have a shiloh. What about salt? His father says, see, he's about staka. He'll be able to give his brother. She says, that's a joke. That's not who he is. He's a Rasha. And there was a machlekes. Machlekes, he moyes for avos. Yitzchak wanted to give him a chance to lead the physical with his brother. The haraya, Eretz Yisrael, says refers. Eretz Yisrael was always Sfarno says this. Eretz Yisrael was always going to that bracha of Eretz Yisrael was always going to Yaakov. There was no Shiloh. That wasn't what the bechira was about, because that's a spiritual place. Kulo spiritual. I don't know if you ever heard of Eretz Yisrael. Should come back. Kulo spiritual. Nobody moves to Eretz Yisrael for the Gashmius. Trust me. They have to come work here every month. So comes along the machlekes. So what was the yesod of the machlekes? I'll tell you the yesod. This is beautiful. The yesod was going back to this blindness. This blindness is going to come up. It wasn't the blindness that we think. What do we mean he was blind? So we know the story. He's going up to the Akedah. How old was he? 37. Not a young... His father wasn't... He wasn't a little baby. And what does he do? He says to the father, okay, I'm ready to dial Kiddush Hashem. Here, I'll make it easier for you. I'm going to bow my hand. Unbelievable. At that point of Gevurah, the Malachim start crying. I never saw anything like this. And those tears, what we call demos, go into his eyes. Those weren't the... What are tears? I've shared this before. My friend says this. Tears, you ever go to a wedding? It's very strange. Your friends get married. And you go to the wedding and somebody's... The mother of the Kala, the mother of the Chassan's crying under the chuppah. So if you're cynical like me, I'm like, see, she's not happy that he's getting married. That girl's not so good. She's not... No. Why is she crying? You cry because you're neshama. She's reached a stage in her life. She's, holy cow, Hashem, I'm so lucky. I'm able to see my child. The grandparents are... Wow! That's the boss. That's a neshama experience. And now Kulo Yitzchak has that for the rest of his life. Because he was there. Har Moriah Kiddush Hashem. He only sees what's called kulo toiv. He's kulo neshama. He's blinding in a beautiful sense. Kulo toiv. It can't be that I have a son that's a Rosh. It can't be. And here I'm going to give him this physical job. He'll have to be forced to support Yaakov. And everything will be great. And Rivka says, I have to tell you a story. I have a brother. His name is Lavan. Whitey ain't a good guy. We know from last week's parasha. He's a faker. He blesses Hashem, we learned in last week's parasha. He blesses Hashem, it's fake. You know those people, Baruch Hashem, he did Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. They don't even know what they're saying. It's not a real Baruch Hashem. She knew that. She says, I know the real world. And that was the yesod of the machlekes there. And that crying comes right back at her. What does the pasuk say? When he finds out, what happens? When Oisa finds out he lost the bechor, he didn't get the bracha, he has yitzak sa'aka gidola. It's not a big scream, it's a big cry. He cried a big tear. Zok the Medrash Tanchuma says, at that point, three tears came out. Gimel demos, Horid le'esav. Echas mi yamino, ve'echas mi smolo, ve'echas nistalku betoich einav. Three tears. Two came out from each eye and one stayed there. And he says, and that's the worst one. Says the Medrash, continues and said, that's the exile tear that he kept inside. Edom's affecting us until today. And he say Edom was Germany, Edom's the Christians, whatever it might be. That's Edom. Hurting us until today. Trying to take away this neshama from us. The Medrash Rabba says, and that the fact that he made him cry and he held that tear back, we unfortunately had a sa'aka gedoyla, as the Megillah says in Megillas Esther, where our life was threatened because of Edom. And now let's bring it all together. Sefer Chakirei Lev says the following. The Yitzchak, as I pointed out, this comes from the Chakirei Lev, wanted to have this Yisachar Zevulun. Rivka knew what was going on. And she said, it can't be. You know, Kibayachal, if you will, of a David, and can't be an Esav, because we know that the person, right, somebody is, you know, they used to have these tests in my day. I tell you, what do you do for a living? A friend of mine just told me that when he was in high school, you take this test, and they tell you what you're going to be for a living. So he told me he took the test, and they told him he's going to be, what do you call it, a postal worker. He's going to kill everyone? You know, what do you mean? So the guy takes the test, and they said, oh no, right? You know the story. I'm going to be a murderer. You're going to be a murderer for a living. Why? Because he has a tendency to blood. Okay, so he could also be a butcher. Maybe he could be a doctor. Right? You could use your midos for good. Yaakov tried to be Makari of him and said, here, take a little piece of me. There's good in you. I want to purport, this is my own idea, that what was being fought over here was Yaakov can be both. Comes along Rivka and she says, here's the test. You think nobody can trick you? Okay. This wasn't what we seen. It wasn't what we think it is. He's still a Tamimistic person. The mom says, I'm doing this for your father. He's going to know exactly. So he goes in, he says, Yaakov is not going to trick me. Nobody can trick me. I might be blind, but I know what's going on. And he says, Akol flo Yaakov, Yadayim Deisav. Right away he realized, and he says, oh my God. If Yaakov can trick me, maybe my wife was right. Deisav tricked me. He's really a Rasha. He can't. And then the Pesukim say, he was okay with giving him the bracha. He could have just said, you tricked me. I know you tricked me. You don't get the bracha. I'm going to give it to your brother. What, you now no backsies? What is this? No. But she said you could do both. Rav Yitzchak Cohen, I remember, in this wonderful Beis Medrash, and he said it again in our Beis Medrash in Leva Torah. People think you can be either be a learner or an earner. You can't be both. I'm learner and earner. Right? But there's emes to that. People do think that. They think there's a separation of church and state, if you will. There's a separation. I can either go into the business world and not be from, or I can sit in the base medrash and be Kohel Torah. No. Rivka teaches us you can be both. You can get all the brachas and be a learner and an earner. And be a toichu kabarai. Tum means I'm an honest person. And that's what a lot of times we miss, because we don't see that. This concept is so important. You're very, very fortunate. Very fortunate that you are in Yeshiva University. I have many good things to say about Yeshiva University. Besides it being my alma mater, I think it's the, you can't be an Eretz Yisrael, but it's the model, hopefully, for teaching you what Torah Mada is. To me, that's what my grandfather stood for. This concept of saying, no, we want you. I'm very fortunate in Zeicha because of my father. I was in Rav Aaron Salvechik Shir. And Rav Aaron always would teach us this. This is not an excuse that you have to, you should take secular subjects. How are you going to know Gemaras? How can you learn chulin if you don't know biology? It's impossible. So you need to be worldly and know what's going on. Rav Aaron used to have, I think he was the only Rosh Hashiva I know, he had a TV right over here in Reuben. Because he said, I need to keep on current events. I need to know what's going on in the world. He would ask all the time. I used to have this chuf, I ate lunch with him. So he would ask me, well, what's going on? What's going on in Israel? What are they saying? To do both. And to have the challenge of the Yetzirah, of the little bit of Esav that's inside of us, that says, maybe I should do that. I was in, I wanted to get a new suit. So There's nothing available in the thrift shop. So I went to a place, a new store that opened up. To my luck, it was an Israeli. And he told me, it's a lot of fun. He's like, this suit, shh, don't tell anybody, only because nobody here. But this Armani material, shh, don't tell anybody. Oh, my, okay, good, good. Anyway, he was a very fine, warm person. And I bought a suit. And then it came to pay. And I don't know if you know what happens now when you pay. If you pay cash, you don't have to pay tax. And I'm from New Jersey. In New Jersey, you don't pay tax anyway. You know? And I'm thinking in my mind all the kunzes. And this person wasn't wearing a yarmulke. And I'm like, he's definitely going to tell me to pay cash. Like, and I was so excited. I gave him my credit card. He didn't say a word. And I'm like, ah! That's what the way it should be. Yes, we pay credit card. I paid so much extra tax. $20 was terrible. Shkoyach. I still have to pay taxes in two countries. Terrible. Okay. Shkoyach. Then a few minutes later, I'm on my way. I had to visit. I was in the Five Towns, visiting my wonderful parents, Shlita and Tlita. And then I was leaving, and I got on the way. I said, "Uh-oh." It's, 12 o'clock. It's lunchtime. There's a great little, by 7-Eleven over there. It's a pizza store and a shawarma place. I went with the pizza. Got a potato burrata. It's a long story, yeah. There's a point to it. And it's like a weird place because it's like a big launch. You order, and then it's like the soup Nazi. You order, you move on to the line, and you pay. I said, "What did you get?" I said, "I don't know what it's called. Potato burrata. I don't know. It's potato burrata." So the guy rings it up, and it's like $1.75. I'm like, ah. That's what it cost when I was lived in Bergenfield like 15 years ago. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, then I realized there's no way it's $1.75. I'm like, he's like, "The small burrata you got." I'm like, no, the big one. He's like, "Oh, that's $5.95. I could have scared. Oh, but no, that's the easiest way. I think I said this on the Lessons from Aleph. I have this WhatsApp group if you want to sign up. You'll send the link. I'll send you the link. You'll send it to everyone. So I think I said the story there. The easiest way is by paying someone now. Not looking later on, thinking that you just got a kunz and you fit. That never, ever works. The greatest way is to pay on time and pay. That's the greatest thing. The Brisker Rav said this. He was at a hotel. I told the story. He was at a hotel and they wanted to offer him for free. He said, "Absolutely not. I won't. So why? Why are you so against it? Guy wants it. He told everybody the Brisker Rav stayed in my hotel. He said, "Trust me, it's going to come back to bite me. The easiest way is to pay now. I don't want the COVID. I don't want this. I don't want that." I'm not talking about when it's illegal and the Prime Minister of Israel is going to be indicted now. I'm not talking about that. Teicha Kabaro teaches us the most important lesson. You can be a Yaakov Avinu. Rav Schechter said this many times. Mamish, I'm saying it in close to his base medrash. It's the greatest line ever. He said, "Some of my Talmidim are bigger Talmidei Chachamim than fill in the blank. I don't want to say it on white tar." That's amazing. It's not a stira. It's not a stira to get on a bus or get on a train and travel and learn Daf Yomi or listen to Lessons from the Lev. Not something serious. My new usual minhag is people come up to me. Sometimes I go in a lot of Shabbatons now. This guy came up to me a few weeks ago. I hope he's not listening to this. So he says to me, he comes up to me. This is the end of Shabbos. Mamash Rabbi Abdullah. And he says to me, "I'm sorry, can I ask you a strange question?" I'm like, "Sure." I said, "Are you by any chance Rabbi Hartstein?" I'm like, "Yeah." "But wow, you look nothing like your picture." I'm like, "Oh, you got Block's picture?" Or the other way, it's like I got the clean shaven. I became much more Haredi now than Ramapi Chemish. So he says, "I listen to Lessons from the Lev all the time. I'm in NYU. I travel back." So my line is always, "I'm really sorry. There's a lot of better shirim you could listen to, And then they look at me like, "What do you mean?" So whatever it is, you could do that. And then you come to work and you have the biggest challenge ever. The Chavetz Chaim said, Rabbanim don't have the challenges. The challenges are at the workplace. When you have that deal, you have to say, wait a minute. This is ripped. Wait a minute. This doesn't sound like this is a kosher deal. Are we really allowed to do that?" It's only a little bit of, I just told the guys, it's a little bit of stealing. A little bit of stealing is like being a little bit of pregnant. There's no such thing as a little stealing. Stealing. Justified stealing. No, stealing. You guys should be zeicha to understand the wonderful zechus you have to be in the greatest place in America for your spiritual growth that teaches you the concept of Torah Mada. Both. Yes, Torah is always first. My famous voice from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. The menorah has a shamash, and all the branches face a shamash. Chovas Lavavos says, but each of those branches were science and math, and but they face the shamash. Torah is number one. There's no question about that. Don't get me wrong, ever. But everything else is okay. And it's not a... We're not giving in to that. It's a schus to be able to do that. I remember of Nosson Svi Finkel, the Gate Rosh Yeshiva of Mir, said, I was there. They said, so somebody asked a question on NCS Vaikolo. How did you become a gadol? You went to... How's it possible you became a gadol? You went to Ida Crown. He says, in spite of going to Ida Crown, how did you become a gadol? That was the question. He says, in spite? It's because I went to Ida Crown. It's because I was inside of the womb with an Esav that I became Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olim. Tam doesn't mean simple. To me, mystic. Teichu kabaru. And that's the schus that you have. Should be zeichet to take that schus with you ad mea ve'esrim shana. And light up the world with your oil malchus shamayim. Be metakin alav. Tikkun olam is a famous word used by other denominations, but you got to remember the rest of the line. Takin olam, the malchut shakai. Malchut shakai means you got to do it in Hashem's name, and that's what you're here for, and that's what you're here to accomplish. To be that Yitzchak Avinu, who, hopefully, it seems, got it at the end, and said, "Ah, not an Esav. I'm going to give it to the Yaakov who can combine spiritual and physical together." We should be zeichet to do that. Give nachas ruach to Rebbeinu Shalom. We should be zeichet to see all of you. Yerushalayim Rekodesh. Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Mehir V'Yameinu. Amen V'Yameinu. Shkoyach.